This podcast is produced by Audiophi.
Welcome to Got Audio, the official Audiophi Books podcast giving you inside tips on how to create your own podcasts and audiobooks. Here are your hosts, Peter and Herson.
Welcome to Got Audio. I'm Herson.
And I'm Peter.
We're so excited to be back with you. Pete, man, we got some good responses from people sending us emails at info@audiophibooks.com.
Yeah, people are asking a lot of advice on what type of mic should I use? What type of equipment should I use? Should I read it at a professional studio? Can I create my own studio? So we're going to be talking about how to set up your own professional studio.
That's what we're doing today?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that show. That's the next one.
Because I didn't prepare for that show. I prepared for this show. Why you should... Seven reasons why your book should be an audiobook.
Okay, so let's go with that one. In my head, I said, we could do a two-for-one show, but you just want to go with the first one.
I'm just not ready for the other one yet.
So there's a group of people. This is what's awesome about voice. If you want to become an expert, right, you have to do three things. You have to really dominate in these three areas. And I don't know if it's dominate, but just create these three areas. If you want to create a professional lasting platform, you have to do video. You have to write a book. And you have to create a podcast.
What does a book give to a person?
Book, above all things, lend you greater credibility than doing voice or video.
It makes you the expert.
Exactly. I don't know if it was Benjamin Franklin said, if you want to become an expert, write a book.
Benjamin Franklin say that?
I think so. You know, we got to Google that. Because... I don't know if he said it.
I like it.
Franklin didn't say it,
I'm not going to ask.
Peter Lopez said it, and I'm going to coin that.
It sounds good.
Right? It sounds good.
I love it.
But a book is the most powerful tool you can use to establish your platform, to establish your brand. But what I'm noticing now is a lot of people are shifting from writing books to creating audiobooks. So there's a two-prong to this show. Every author should have a podcast. Every author should have an audiobook, but not every audiobook is an author. Because what I notice is there's certain people now going directly to audiobooks, Herson.
That's incredible.
That has never happened before. It blows my mind. But for every author today, we just want to talk specifically to authors. If you're an author, you most definitely have to buy a book. And we're going to kind of give you some basic reasons why you should have an audiobook, because you have to be the first to market.
Yeah. For reason number one, the size of the audiobook industry is nearly at a $1 billion industry. This is incredible. This thing, audiobooks, is just exploding, Peter.
Now, listen, it's crazy how Amazon bought Audible a long time ago, and they were ahead of the curve. And by then, I mean, I don't know if it's a billion. It's definitely over billions and billions of dollars, because audiobooks are super important. Because if you have to watch a video, you have to stop to watch a video most of the time. Mm-hmm. If you have to read a book, you have to stop, right, and read the book. But if you are hearing a book, you don't have to stop. You can constantly be moving.
Keep cooking, keep walking, keep exercising. Whatever it is that you're doing, you can keep doing it while you're listening.
That's why I love voice. I love voice because podcasting and audiobooks, that is what I do all the time. Every time I get in my car, I put on a podcast, I put on an audiobook, and it's university. It's Peter Lopez University while I'm driving. While I'm working out, I like to hear an audiobook. I try to listen to 2-3 audiobooks a month. They take a while, some of them.
Yeah.
And they some audiobooks will be 15, 16 hours of hearing. So I enjoy it. So it's what's happening now. But what's crazy is not everyone is doing audiobooks. So you have to be part of that.
Yeah. Take advantage. Jump into the market. Take a piece of that action. If it is a $1 billion industry, how much of that money belongs in your pocket as the author? And how much will audiobooks help you to reach the audience? You have a story. You have a story to tell, and people need to hear it and obviously read it. Now, the second reason why you ought to have an audiobook is because mavens listen to audiobooks. And a maven is somebody who is sort of the connoisseur of information. You know that somebody that's in your life that knows a little bit about everything? That person is usually someone that reads a lot of books, but now is listening to a lot of audiobooks.
Oh, can we just call them nerds?
No, because nerds, actually you can't, because nerds is cool now. Okay, that's not an insult anymore.
It's not that like maven is a, we just call them nerds. But anyway, Herson is right. People that are savants, people that are always wanting to want and gather information, they are the highest levels of people that purchase audiobooks. That's why I purchase audiobooks, because I'm a nerd. So that's awesome right there.
Yeah. So these mavens, a book maven is someone that reads 50 plus books a year and has all that information stored in their mind and in their brain. They now consume that number of books, but now they're listening and it has just become a lot easier.
In my life, I enjoy reading, but I am the informational reader.
Yeah.
I would read a book. And I wouldn't get to the whole book. I would get to usually 50 to 60% because I would just want to gather the meat out of it. Mm-hmm. I'm able to do that a lot more now with audiobooks. Right now on my list, I got like 7 different audiobooks that I'm playing in rotation.
Me too. I've got 7 that I'm going through right now. Well, 4 that I'm reading right now through audiobooks. Yeah.
And if I get bored or one subject, I'm not feeling it, mm-hmm. I'll jump to the other one.
That's right.
So that's super important. What's reason number 3, Herson?
Number 3, Peter, is, you know, you have to protect yourself from the Oprah effect.
What? Oprah? We bring in Oprah to this audiobook?
Imagine by some stretch of the imagination, Oprah Winfrey gets a hold of your book and she puts it on her Book of the Month club. And
you get an audiobook. You get an audiobook. You all get an audiobook.
But what happens if all you have is 3,000 copies and the demand for 20,000 copies comes? You know, you and your publisher are going to be scrambling because guess what? If people can't get your content when they want it, the fad will be over. If they couldn't find it, they'll move on to the next thing.
This is a real story. Okay. Now it's funny when people say this is a real story, it sounds like
I wonder if the other stories you tell are not real.
Yeah, but this one is
real.
I actually was in Comalcalco, Mexico.
Where?
Comalcalco.
Yes.
That's a hard word to pronounce. That's why it's a real story.
Try to find that in a map.
Yes. I was in Mexico, and I was at an event, and I was only able to take 150 books.
Okay.
The first day, it was fire. All the books were sold out.
Amazing.
All the books were sold out. I also brought 50 CDs. Now, you can tell this was about 5 years ago.
This is a long time ago.
CDs. People still buy CDs.
Yeah.
On Columbia.
No, they don't.
Okay. So, those started selling out. And thank God I had the master, and mm-hmm. I gave it to one of the audio guys there. He burnt like 300 CDs, and I was able to sell another 200 plus CDs the following 3 days because I wasn't going to get access to books. This is right here the most powerful thing. You can actually do a direct download to your podcast. We have an actual software we're working on,
yes,
that we downloaded on the back of a business card.
Can't wait to show you guys this thing.
This is going to be cool. And they just hear, and it's a direct download. We use the same technology that Apple Pay uses to download your audiobooks. You can take that actual card with you and use it as a direct download. So you can run their credit card for $15.99, $20.99, $10.99, whatever, and then you can download that audiobook so you don't even have to have inventory anymore.
It's
the
insane
way the market is shifting.
And the moment there's a demand, you're not going to run out of audiobooks. People can download them. Tens of thousands of people can download them, and you're not going to have to scramble. So the Oprah effect, you're covered. If someone famous or if your book hits and all of a sudden becomes a hit, you're going to be covered with your audiobooks.
What's reason number four, Herson?
Let me tell you what reason number four is. Audiobooks boost paper and ebook sales. Can you believe it, Peter? People who buy audiobooks often go back and buy the paperback.
According to a recent report, 47% of books that were purchased were through people that first purchased the audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
So if two things you can do to boost your audiobook. Now, this is good stuff.
Somebody should be paying for this.
I wish I was taking my own advice. Two things you can do. Reintroduce the audiobook maybe a 6 months later to be a bridge to boost your ebooks and book sales. Or I don't know what the second one was, but the first one was so good.
You know what, Pete? The first one was so good, there's no need for the second one. The second one is go back to step one.
Yeah, the second one. I don't know why I said two things. It really was one thing. All the other thing is when you sell audiobooks.
Oh, he remembered.
It comes back. I was trying to teach myself a lesson if I knew the second one.
Let's get through this, man. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten. Reason number five, Pete. Audiobooks give you access to non-readers, and everybody knows someone that doesn't like reading.
Non-nerds.
Athletes. Popular people. Not true. I want to distance myself from my colleague's comments right there.
You said it. Listen, people don't even have the time to read books anymore. But
some people just don't like reading because it's hard.
Yeah.
Some people find it hard to read.
Okay.
They have a low. No, I'm not lying. A lot of people who graduate.
Yeah.
Graduate with an eighth, ninth grade level of reading.
So they're having a hard time to read.
They're having a hard time reading.
But they should be deprived of great information.
They shouldn't be deprived of it. It's accessible to them. They can listen to it right on their phones.
That's powerful. And listen to me. Everything is ruled by your cell phone. People are always on the cell phone, so you have to give them access. What I'm noticing now is millennials are now resorting to podcasts and audiobooks more than actual ebooks and physical books. So audiobooks are great for non-readers because they can still hear your book.
Number six, having an audiobook makes you easier to find.
Really?
Yeah, there are over 100,000 books on Audible. There are millions and millions of books on Amazon. It'll be easier to find you on Audible than on Amazon.
Wow, that's awesome. So,
you sound so disingenuous, Richard.
I'm impressed.
Oh, you are?
That's a good... Think about this. That means there's only no more than 100,000 books on Audible.
Yeah.
You need to be the first to market.
In your subject matter, in your area of expertise.
And there's millions and millions and millions of books on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to stand out of a crowd if it's a smaller crowd.
I like it. Right? I like it.
So step number seven, and then we are done. Pete, I'm hungry.
Okay.
Did I already mention that?
Yes, you said it twice.
All right. Reason number seven, audiobooks are
cheap.
Want to get
some pizza?
I was thinking I wanted a sub.
A sub?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Audiobooks are cheap and easy to make.
People don't know what a sub is some people call it a grinder,
hoagie?
A hoagie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's say sandwich.
A submarine sandwich.
Okay, good. Number seven, audiobooks are what?
Cheap and easy to make.
That's a lie.
Well,
if
you compare it to other formats, I mean, if you're going to record an album, a full length album, you're looking at $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to do a music album.
But to do an audiobook might only be, what, $4,000 or $5,000?
About that. But, you know, I think that depending on the length and words, but we can make it affordable. That's what we're doing now.
Yes.
We're helping people find a way to tell their story in their own voice or with a trained voice reader.
So the first podcast we talked about to hire a professional, not hire a professional, mm-hmm. read it yourself. This one we're talking about, why you should do an audiobook. And we should also, on the next one, talk about tips on creating a good podcast. Because we've talked about audiobooks, but let's talk about podcasts.
Pete, where do you record your podcast?
In the closet? But it sounds wrong right now.
It sounds, yeah. But you because you want to keep the sound tight, because you know it's important not to have around a lot of ambient noise, you actually go where there is clothes that kill the sound, you set up your mic, and you record in the closet.
Is this the new podcast? Because I hope we explain it. I guess they have to go watch the next show.
Listen to the next show. Program. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Take care, my friends.
This podcast is brought to you by Audiophi, helping authors tell their stories in their own voice.